All right, let's get to the magic hat. It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby. That's what I've been waiting for.
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus. Where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. It is magic hat time. We need to get, you know what we could do, Swag, sometime? I just thought about this. We could take like maybe a blurb from the Monus Open to carry over for the 45 segment, because usually there's enough magic for the half hour.
We double hat.
Right. Yeah, we double hat.
It's not a one hat segment.
Maybe like a shorter abbreviated, like, it's magic hat or something.
I'll see if I can, what just I can pull from carve it. Out.
Yeah, what we can do there.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
I kind of did a version. I did slight little versions of the magic hat with Orm.
Ah, did you? Little bullet points, little, hey, what's going on? Let's get your thoughts on this.
He is a psycho, by the way.
Bill Orm is a psycho, huh?
Dude.
What are we psychotic about?
He loves black licorice.
That's weird.
And I mean...
That's psychotic.
Dusty went and bought some for him because he heard it.
Sure.
He literally opened it, ate like three of them things quick.
That's weird. I have questions now.
I did too.
Who likes black licorice?
He loves black licorice ice cream.
Oh, God. Ugh. Oh, that sounds horrible.
He's kind of a psycho.
That's psychotic. Yeah. I'm questioning everything about you.
All right. What we got in the magic hat today?
All right. First Swigard. Up in the magic hat, we will go, what's next?
What is next? I read a story that Joe Dumars is in New Orleans having fancy schmancy dinners with old Zion Williamson. And reportedly, they've had deep and real honest conversations because they're going to move forward with Zion as a Pelican because, he can't be traded.
No, at this point,
he can't be available to play.
He can't trade. Is he going to get suspended? Is he going to go to jail? What's going to happen here?
I have no idea what's going to happen. They seem, it's all the noise sounds
there was
like
an awful lot of accusations in that lawsuit.
There was, but there's a lot of noise that they feel like the confident side.
When you're about to get freaky at night, you think about it.
I don't even think that's freaky. I think based on her allegations, it's not wanted.
Some people would call it a crime, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not. That's the weird thing about these lawsuits is they're not. There's not criminal.
No, it's a personal lawsuit or civil suit.
Civil suit.
I just, yeah. I find it odd.
And
it's
the whole thing is
many years after the fact.
The whole thing is weird.
Anyways, what is next for him? He has been what I would categorize as an absolute bust.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good player when he plays.
He's unbelievable when he's on the floor. His numbers per game are insane.
But I think he's only played 200 some odd games in his career.
Yeah, it's not great, Bob.
Is this year five or five?
Ooh, good question.
He missed an entire year, did he not? So technically, it should be. So he has been in the. He has played five seasons in the NBA.
So he's going into year six.
He's going into year six.
So that's 410 possible regular season games.
He's played like
barely over 200.
Yeah,
barely over 200 games.
He's available.
And his numbers in those 200 games were 25 points, almost 7 rebounds, and 5 assists a game.
What's next for this dude? Is this dude just going to be his whole career?
If this
lawsuit goes his way.
I mean, clearly there's off-the-court stuff going on, whether I don't know the truth behind all of this, and we'll see how the lawsuit plays out. Let's not act like this is the first time he's had an off-the-court thing where you're like, dude, what are we doing here?
Right.
Is this the best decision to be making early in your NBA career?
He loves beignets and sex. We've established that.
He loves him some women down there in New Orleans. He can't stay in shape. He can't stay healthy. And I think the longer you go with this being the trend, he unfortunately is sticking out like a sore thumb of the category that we will revisit in 10 years of the athletes who didn't live up to their potential for whatever reason, the woulda, coulda, shoulda guys, the member of the 30 for 30, the best that never was, the Marcus Dupree story. He is slowly trending in that direction. I mean, the crazy thing about it, he's been in the NBA for 5 years. He's going into year six. You know how old Zion is?
Is he 25?
He's 24.
Yeah.
He's 24 years old.
He
seems like a grizzled vet at this point.
he was 18 when he got drafted, right?
Yes, he was 18 years old. Now, he turns 25 this summer, just after the 4th of July. July, but still, after his fifth season in the NBA, he's only 24 years old. But I don't know how this... I'm somebody who's advocated in the past of trading for him. That's before a lot of this off-the-court stuff continued to mount up against him, because the idea and the potential will always be there with Zion when he's healthy. He's a dominant player. He's trending in that direction, unfortunately, and it sucks.
One more Swagger before we go to break here. Out of the Magic Hat.
Out of the Magic Hat.
What do we got?
Come on, fingers work. Do kids believe in this like us?
Well, Swag might not be in this, but I included Swag. This might be an us thing, okay?
What do we believe in?
Once upon a time, Dirt and I played a video game called John Madden. And every time an athlete was on the cover of said video game,
I do know about the curse.
It was a real run of injuries that happened to said athlete,
yes.
And the curse of the Madden curse,
yes, the
became
Madden
a
curse.
Thing. My question is, because Saquon Barkley jumping
Are
over
Eagles
backwards,
fans nervous.
Well, it's not so much even Eagles fans. It's like I see the instant yesterday. Oh, Barkley's on the cover. Donovan Knebb says the curse is not real. I think people, Dirt and I's age and older, playing that game growing up, I think it became a thing in our minds of
now,
the curse.
There's somebody a few years ago that we think kind of broke it. I can't remember who it was. If it was Lamar or if it was...
I think it was Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lamar.
I think McCaffrey was on it and then he got hurt the next year. If
but
I'm
Lamar
not
was...
He didn't win the... So the, here, I got... The, okay. These are your last 10 cover athletes. So last year it was McCaffrey. That didn't work out well
right,
for him.
So there's
Oopsies.
One curse. Check.
Year before that was Josh Allen.
No.
He was good. He threw a career-high 18 interceptions the year he was on the cover, though. So you got
okay.
that. Year before that was Mahomes and Brady. They did the dumb
dual
cover.
Thing, yeah.
The old goat in the new goat. Yeah. Let's get the old in the new. I think they were both fine. Year before that was Lamar. That was coming off his 2019 MVP season. He was good. He wasn't quite at MVP level the next year, but very good.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes again in 20, and then you go Antonio Brown, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Odell Beckham, and Richard Sherman evidently was on the cover of Madden 15.
That is wild to have a DB on there. So the
it's
curse,
a mixed bag.
It's a hit and miss.
A hit and miss.
But what I'm asking is, do kids that play that game now, like my nephew turned 16 yesterday, is that age of kid...
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I feel like the curse largely comes from prior to this 10-year run. I feel like there was a run there.
It's like the 2000s.
Yeah, where it's like every year either the player flopped or got injured the next season. Every time you were on the cover, it was a bad sign. The other one that I connect in my mind to that I don't think people ever will because they don't buy magazines first off,
right.
was the Sports
BSI
Illustrated.
Jinx.
Being number one in Sports Illustrated preseason was always a thing you never wanted your team to be, and Oregon State had it, unfortunately, 1 year.
So I don't want to be the old guy in saying this, but I am going to be the old guy. It feels like that this age of kids, they're going to miss a lot of this kind of fun sportsy stuff because they don't watch sports.
No.
Unless their parents make them watch sports, they don't watch sports.
No, you're
they're
just
not even interested
TikTok.
In it.
You see the Saquon Barkley highlight on TikTok, and that's how you're like, oh my God, he jumped over a guy. That's awesome. He's on the cover.
They're not sitting down and going, did you see him in the Ram game run in the snow? How remarkable that was.
I did see people complaining, so they did the behind the scenes of how they filmed that cover, and he is on the cover this year. And he's doing the backwards jump over the guy, and he was connected to a harness. And people are like, oh, what a bummer. Like,
How do we not have the licensing to just freeze frame the actual jump and put it on the cover?
I don't know. And the other funny thing was they didn't want another helmet to be on the cover of him jumping
Clearly.
Over a guy, even though it happened in an NFL game, instead of just taking that picture and using it.
It's an underrated, crazy-ass play we all watch.
Also, if you're going to try and not have a curse with your cover, maybe we don't make a guy jump over another human being backwards without some sort of harness attached to him in the offseason. Maybe not the best idea.
Just something I think kids are really going to miss out on growing up.
You got to be a little stitious. You never wanted your guy to be on the cover of Madden for that reason back in the day.
They play sports. They don't watch sports.
No, they don't. It's the weirdest thing.
It's kind of sad, actually.
it is depressing.
More Magic Hat. We'll get to it next on The Fan.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, there we go. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I love that right there. Quick, to the point, more Magic Hat. Let's dive into it. We've got more topics to get to. I got hoops to dive into. Somebody said something that made me just kind of roll my eyes. I said something that made a lot of people roll their eyes.
Ooh.
I'm public enemy number one in Blazer World right now.
Are you really? Welcome to the club. It feels nice, doesn't it? Water's warm. Come swim in this pool with me.
No context allowed on Twitter, and you know, you say something, it means you're giving a take on something at all times.
No, I just love ridiculous. My favorite fan is the fan who can't take any sort of criticism of their team.
It wasn't immediately, even criticism.
Sure, that's the funny part about yeah. it. They're that sensitive that any sort of perceived criticism,
simply making an observation, puts you on one side of the fence.
Observation. Exactly. I mean, you know what you were doing. You know what you're doing there. Right? You know, it's a valid point. It's a valid point.
It's got to be
different
weird.
Strokes for different folks, right. as they would say.
You're right. All right.
All right. Softer is better.
Ah, softer is better. I love a big, soft, just fat. Okay, softer is better. Okay, so.
Where are you going?
I sometimes I don't know, you know?
You got to take the ice cream out of the freezer before you eat it. How long do you let it sit on the counter so it gets nice and soft?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
Somebody, oh, I go longer than that.
Oh, you want like a milkshake?
Oh,
you
not quite want a full milkshake. I don't want it fully melted, but I'll give it a good 15 minutes.
You don't want to make an effort in the scoop.
No, I want the easy scoop. I don't want to have to dig. I don't have to pierce the ice.
It's
I want
funny you say that.
Slow scoop.
Somebody did say Sprague would complain about his ice cream getting too cold, and somebody commented, "I mean, ice cream way too cold does suck."
Yeah, it's
so
no good. That's
yeah,
not.
You don't want brain freeze.
Kind of a weird thing no. to say about
like the hard root. Ice cream that you put Ugh. In your mouth. It's yeah, not the same as when it's just a little soft and juicy.
So I've been watching. Not like religiously, but I've been watching a decent amount of this softball tournament.
Yes. Have you? Yeah, I was watching until my team got eliminated.
Look, I love playoff baseball.
Yeah.
I like when my team's good in baseball.
Sure.
Is softball better?
Softball better than baseball?
They don't have to wear any protective gear, really.
Well, the pitcher's got the face guard. Sure. Mask.
They got the face mask on.
I love kind of the short little fields that they play on.
Yeah, the little 200-foot home run fences.
All dirt on the infield.
There's a gal that's the greatest pitcher in that sport. She cannot walk a player. She doesn't know how to. All she knows how to do is throw strikes.
Tried to go with the intentional walk
so
last
Texas
night.
So Texas hit the fourth then, walk pitch
yeah.
and brought in the winning run.
Two-run single in the bottom of the sixth. They only play 7 innings.
They only play 7 hours.
That is true. That's one of the biggest perks because I was watching the Oregon games when they were in, and I'm like, this game, it's already in the
There's
fifth
a run
inning.
Rule.
The game's almost
if
over.
If it's a blowout, it's like after the fifth inning, okay,
I'm just saying,
we know
like,
you're if, better than that.
If you hit me up and you say, Sprague, are you available? And you give me my two options. We're playing men's fall ball baseball over at the park.
I mean, you can't do that at this age. You can't.
I'm out.
Now, like you a wooden bat league at this age, you imagine getting one off the handle, the way it would ring in your hands.
Dude,
it would hurt for a week.
It might be an awful take. I'm watching it, and I'm like, when my baseball team's not good, I think my takeaway is softball is better.
You going to watch some softball? Do they have a women's professional softball league?
They are. ESPN. If you,
I'm not.
They
I'm not
are.
That.
Okay. No. I was just curious.
College World Series.
Yeah. I mean, college it's pretty big
softball,
deal that Oklahoma lost.
Yeah.
Huge
college
deal.
Softball's great.
Yeah. I got no issues
right,
with
got,
it.
Time for one more.
Okay.
Do you follow back?
Yeah. This, okay. Well, so Orm's on the show.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday. And got to know him a little bit during sure. the show, off the air, all that stuff.
Delightful man.
Very nice guy. We got a coffee after our Tuesday show. He had to run because he's talking to Willamette's basketball coach. And so we had good conversations. We've been texting a lot. He's been texting me since he's co-hosted with me.
He's now a good friend of the program.
I get a notification because he did one of our pregame videos.
Yes.
I get a notification I got to follow, so I click the person, and it's a name I don't recognize, but it says Bill Orem follows. So I shoot a screenshot. I say, who is this person? Do you know this person? And he goes, oh, yeah, that's my wife.
Oh.
I would say me and Bill Orem are media friends.
Oh.
We're friendly.
Yes.
I've never met his wife.
No.
What's the protocol here? Is it you have to follow back?
So why does the wife go by Bill Orem on Instagram?
No. Bill Orem followed her is what it said.
Oh.
If, like, you know, if it, you have a friend that follows somebody, it shows
sure.
you who that is. So I do you follow back?
I got a follow from a Bill Orem, and I followed the Bill Orem back. Am I
That's
following?
Bill Orem.
Am I following the real
his
Bill Orem?
His wife is using her name. It's a gal.
Okay, got it.
Right? So.
Yeah, I think you follow that back. I think you hit it back. I think you follow it back.
Yeah.
Mandated or no?
Not mandated, but
kind of awkward if you don't.
It's a little awkward if you don't. That's a little strange. Then it's like, wait, why didn't they follow me back?
Am I going to interact with this person on Instagram?
No, but how many of
and
your
now
followers?
Is Bill Orem mad that I'm talking to his wife?
How many followers do you interact with?
I
don't interact with that
many
people.
Maybe she's trying to keep tabs on him.
I feel bad. People send me DMs all the time, and I just never.
You are absolute disaster.
I turned off all my notifications. I don't even get them anymore.
Clearly, we had 8 text messages going on. You didn't respond to one of them.
What are we texting about? What did I miss?
You're the worst. You just are.